This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Jackson Dart is making a very interesting Giants training camp, and I wanted to start there because this is what you want from your young quarterback. You want him to put doubt in the coach's mind. Like, you want him to really shine and to stick out. And to me, watching him these last two games, now I know it's against the backup of the Jets, and you always got to take that into account, but nonetheless, he looks like he belongs. And that's the first step. The first step is to see, does he get anxious? Is he making mistakes, calling plays? They did a lot of no-huddle stuff. I liked all of that stuff that Brian Daboll and Mike Kafka are doing with Jackson Dart. And he seems to have, like, the it personality. Seems to have, like, what you want. Like, a little bit of moxie, if you want to call it that. This is exactly what Josh Allen had when he got to Buffalo. He was like a wild bull that they had to train. Now, I'm not saying he is Josh Allen. I'm just saying that here we are 3 weeks into training camp, and he has now basically separated himself. He's shown that he looks like he can belong, and which is going to make an interesting dynamic, a great place in the quarterback situation for the New York Giants, because they've already announced that Russell Wilson's going to be the starting quarterback, and that's going to be fine. They have a tough opening schedule. We've discussed this ad nauseum, it seems like. When will Jackson Dart see playing time? Will it become because the team is losing and they got to put the kid out there and get some energy going, or is it going to come because somebody got hurt? All I can say, everything thus far about Jackson Dart is everything that Brian Daboll and Joe Shane could have hoped for.
Yeah, so even before this game on Saturday, I was talking to Jerry about Jackson Dart. And yes, obviously I've had some fun when he was drafted and the Utah and the Pudgy, the whole thing with Phil Simms. But so even before what I saw on Saturday, one thing that stood out for me in the first preseason game and camp and some of the things I've watched is he looks more like a guy that belongs in the NFL already than I ever felt about Daniel Jones and Zach Wilson. And I said those things at the time. So this is not revisionist history. I was all over how I thought Zach Wilson looked like a young kid who was overwhelmed. I was all over how Daniel Jones had that kind of goofy face going on and it just wasn't working out. Didn't seem like he was going to be the next Eli Manning. Jackson Dart, that it factor thing, the way he carries himself, I see that more in him than I ever saw in those two guys, especially when they first started. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to work out. And there were a couple, you look at his numbers, the numbers look great in the preseason game. A lot of these were screen passes. The touchdown pass was a good one. He had another really good throw that was about 12 or 13 yards.
Yeah, against backups.
Right. But he looks, it's not like you watch Justin Fields play in that game, who's been in the league for a while. It looks like it's a different world for him. Where Jackson Dart feels comfortable, he knows what to do with the ball. It's a good, really, really good start, but you can't get ahead of yourself.
No, you can't, but I'm just saying, if it were me that I drafted this kid and I watched him play these last two games,
he'd be happy.
Like, okay,
yeah.
This is something, we got something here, and it's the personality aspect. He's completely different to Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones was the flatliner.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I could even say that about Eli, but Eli is one of the funniest flatliners we've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, especially now. He's no longer
Well, it wasn't then, but yeah, now.
Yeah, but
then,
yeah. He was guarded when he was the quarterback of the Giants.
Right.
Now he's more, the personality's more coming out. You see everything else. Jackson has got more of that. He's got more of that that kind of like I'm the alpha dog guy. You could see him in the huddle. You could see him on the sideline. You could see him talking to Brian Daboll. And there's a lot of things that Brian's trying to do with Jackson, putting him in different spots, see if he's ready to go, like on a moment's notice, taking Russell Wilson out of a, you know, out of a series. And it really, I got to say, it's not surprising, but it is a welcome. I think identity change for the quarterback room there for the New York Giants, especially because of the personalities. The personalities make it a little bit fun. Jameis makes it fun. Certainly, Jackson is learning, and it's gonna be interesting to see how this transpires over the next 5 years. And hopefully, the Giants have found their quarterback of the future. And if they have, that means most likely that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are going to be around here, taking care of this kid and giving him an opportunity to be the star. I kind of feel like he can be, but I'm not saying right out of the gate. You know, people have to understand that these quarterbacks are being evaluated every single day, especially the younger quarterbacks. How do they call plays? How do they handle the huddle? You know, what's the sideline demeanor like? What are we talking about during breaks? Is he the first guy in the building? Is he the last guy to leave the building? All of those things are being evaluated right now during training camp. And I think he's probably aced most of it. I think his interaction with the media has been fun. But then again, he hasn't really felt the pressure. Like, he doesn't really know what New York pressure is all about until the season starts. And he then, ascends to, being the starting quarterback, whenever that may be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's a great situation for him because he's got two guys who have basically seen it all in the NFL.
Three guys.
Ahead of him. Well, he had Tommy DeVito there too, but ahead of him in the depth chart with Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, where, he can watch how they handle themselves. He can get a lot of advice from them on what to do and kind of sit back. And I guess really got to resist the urge to put him in too early. I mean, that's really what it's going to come down to. And Brian Daboll, I trust in knowing when he'll be ready. But we've seen it too many times before. When a guy gets into a season because jobs are on the line for these coaches when maybe he's not ready, that's the one thing that they're going to have to avoid.
Well, the other thing, too, is remember, where Brian Daboll came from. He came from Buffalo, and it's a little bit different story. Back then, Buffalo had Nathan Peterman as their opening day quarterback.
Yeah, I remember.
And they got blasted. I forget who they played, but they got blasted. And they said, screw this. We're putting a kid in. Mm. And then Josh Allen basically took the league by storm. Now, it was not pretty when he first started. Because if you remember, he was running all over the place trying to leap over everybody else.
Yeah, bad turnovers.
Right, all that kind of crazy stuff. But it was fun to watch. And you could see that he was really getting into it as a young player. The question is that what Jackson Dart has right now? I think he has a little bit of that, actually. I think he's got to learn to slide. But again, the reason he may not be sliding and maybe the way that he's running is because he wants to prove to his teammates that I'm as tough as you guys, which is a great attribute to have as a quarterback. Like, you want them. Like, did you ever feel that way about – I kind of felt that way about Daniel Jones. I felt like he really wanted – his teammates to understand that he would take a hit for them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, on the field.
I never felt that way
sure,
with
yeah.
Zach Wilson.
No, absolutely not. I mean, and I don't want to sit here and just, crush those guys for as bad as they've been, but there is a distinct difference. Like, I remember sitting next to Daniel Jones the last training camp that he was here and asking him, like, you know, you've been here for a long time. I don't know anything about you. You know, I really don't. You haven't showed any sort of personality or anything. And whereas Jackson Dart, I feel like since he's been drafted, I know more about him in these couple of months than I have about Daniel Jones in the years that he was here. And that's something I really, and you could speak to this better than me, of course, but that's something I think really translates to the locker room. It's like, I know who this guy is. Like, you know, he's one of us as opposed to just someone I can't figure out who's quiet and goofy.
I mean, I think if you ask Phil Simms this, I would say the same thing. I mean, it's just fun watching a kid come in and play well, do well, handle the media well without the pressure that he'll know someday. I don't know when he'll know it, but he's going to know it. And then all of a sudden things change a little bit. And that's where you have to become a little bit more guarded about your comments and things of that nature. But right now, you know, this is vacation time for him in terms of he doesn't have to worry about being the opening day starter against the Washington Commanders just yet. Now, if Russell Wilson or something happens, you know, if they get off to a bad start, things don't look right, then there's going to be intense pressure to play this kid. I could already sense it from my Giant fan friends. The Giant fan friends of my life, I told you, are really, really passionate about their team. But I also know that, you know, they would defend Daniel Jones to the hilt. They would die on the hill with him. Only because he wore that uniform and they love that uniform. They love the history and they love the quarterbacks that have been successful, including our buddy Phil. But the fact of the matter is this kid is a different personality, and you can tell it. And that's exactly what Brian Daboll probably saw in Jackson Dart during those combine interviews, talking to Lane Kiffin, you know, saying that this kid has got a little bit of that red ass in him that you need to have as a quarterback, and he is an alpha male. Now, it's going to take a while for him to establish all of that, but I think so far, man, these 3 weeks and watching these two games and watching what he looks like, so far, so good. I'm not saying or advocating that he should be starting the season.
No.
I'm not saying any of that.
We're also not saying that he's going to have a fruitful NFL career based on this start. It's just all it is this. It's a good start. And then not everybody has a good start like this. Also, you know, we can give examples of guys who had bad starts in the preseason and ended up having great careers. And then guys like Mitch Trubisky, who had one of the great opening preseason games ever and then ended up having the career that he had. So we're not, you know, this is not Jackson Dart's going to be a star. It's that so far, really good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.